Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about something that can quietly change your monthly bills, your daily comfort, and honestly, your peace of mind. The timing of smart energy upgrades at home. I want you to picture this. Two neighbors buy the same shiny smart thermostat. One saves a bundle and barely thinks about their energy anymore. The other ends up grumbling over a higher bill and turns the feature off. Same device, totally different outcomes. Why? Timing. Not just what you buy, but when you bring it into your home's rhythm. Right now, in the U.S., the ground is shifting under our feet, in a good way. About 7 out of 10 homes already have smart meters, which means the grid is getting smarter about how and when we all use power. And with federal incentives, state rebates, and falling hardware prices, smart thermostats costing almost half of what they did a few years ago, whole home systems down by more than half since 2020. The door is wide open. But the big wins come when you line up your tech choices with the moments that matter in your home. Here's the simple truth I've seen again and again. The right time often arrives alongside a bigger change, like a new rate plan from your utility, a seasonal spike in your bill, or a major home upgrade like a new heat pump or an EV. You don't need the perfect system from day one. You just need enough insight to make one smarter decision after another, and let those decisions compound. Let's talk about what I call the smart transition zone, the moments when smart energy goes from interesting to obviously worth it. First moment, when your utility shifts to dynamic pricing or starts nudging you to join demand response events. You've felt this if you've ever gotten that message around lunchtime saying, hey, from 4 to 8 tonight, the grid's going to be tight. Please save power. If you've seen that, you are standing at the perfect on-ramp. Here's why. These programs change the economics of your home hour by hour. If you just let it happen to you, you might get a nasty surprise on your bill during peak hours. But if you give your home a little bit of intelligence, a smart thermostat that pre-cools before the peak, a water heater that shifts when it works, a plug or two that take a short break, you start turning those alerts into savings. Real people in these programs routinely see cooling costs drop by a noticeable chunk. Think around a tenth to nearly a fifth. When their equipment reacts automatically during peak events. That's not wishful thinking. That's what happens when comfort and timing team up. How do you know your moment has arrived? Look for clues. Did your utility install a new meter recently and start talking about peak periods on your bill? Are they offering a rebate for a specific thermostat model? Did you already live through a demand response event and feel your home get a little warmer than you liked for an hour or two? That's your sign. When the utility is clear about what they want you to do, and even pays you to do it, lean in. Follow their roadmap. Grab the device they're incentivizing. You'll plug straight into programs designed to reward you. Second moment, when your bill swings predictably with the clock or the season. If your highest bills always hit in July and August, or if your utility is shifting to a time-of-use plan where evenings cost more, it's time for a plan. Here's the rule of thumb I love. If your peak price is about 1.5 times your off-peak price, or more, you're leaving money on the table by not scheduling big loads. Let me make that real. Say your off-peak rate is 15 cents and your peak is 30. That's your cue. Pre-cool the house in the late afternoon so your AC can rest when prices spike. Heat your water when energy is cheaper. Tell your EV to start sipping electrons after midnight. These aren't sacrifices, they're simple shifts. And homes that automate these moves often chop down those painful peak penalties by something like a quarter. It's the modern version of clipping coupons, except your house does it for you. You'll feel this most in regions with hot summer evenings or brutal winter mornings. If that's you, don't wait for a perfect solution. Start with one device that controls one big load. See the result on the next bill and build from there. Third moment, when your home life is about to change. This is the sneakiest and honestly the most powerful one. If your AC is limping into another summer, if you're replacing a water heater, if an EV is about to hit your driveway, or you're considering solar or a battery, this is prime time. Upgrades are like moving day. The best time to rearrange everything is when the boxes are already open. If your HVAC is on its last legs, bundle a smart thermostat and ask your contractor about equipment that can respond to peak hour signals. If you're swapping a water heater, consider a model that can preheat when prices are low. If you're bringing home an EV, schedule charging right out of the gate. You'll never miss those peak hours. And if solar or a battery is on your wish list, pairing it with load management turns feel-good green into seriously smart economics. You're already spending money and pulling permits. Why not use that moment to wire your home for the next decade? Now, a quick reality check. You don't have to go all in on day one. The biggest savers are not the homes with the most gadgets. They're the ones that moved at the right moments and let their systems learn. Start small. Pick the lever that moves the most energy and give it a schedule. If you're wondering where to begin this week, here's the coffee break plan I give friends. Step 1. Log into your utility account. Look for your current rate plan, any mention of peak periods, and a tab called something like Programs or Marketplace. If they're pushing a thermostat rebate or asking you to enroll in a peak event program, that's a golden ticket. Take it. Step 2. Choose one controllable load. If you live in a hot climate, start with your thermostat. If you drive an EV, start there. If you have an electric water heater, great, shift that heat to cheaper hours. Keep it simple. Set a comfort target and a schedule that avoids your utility's peak by default. Step 3. Set a single peak rule. For example, on summer weekdays from 4 to 8 p.m., cool to a comfortable level before 4. Then allow a small, temporary temperature drift. Or tell the car to wait until midnight. That one rule can be the difference between a bill that stings and a bill that shrugs. Here's a story to bring this home. A friend of mine, Lauren, got switched to an evening heavy time of use plan. The first month, her bill jumped. She was annoyed. So she took two steps. She grabbed the thermostat her utility rebated down to almost nothing and scheduled her EV to start charging after midnight. She also told her dishwasher to run while they slept. That was it. The next month, she texted me a screenshot. Not a miracle, but a clear, solid drop. She didn't feel a difference in comfort, but she definitely felt it in her wallet. That's the magic of timing. You're not trying to outsmart the grid hour by hour. You're simply choosing the right moment to give your home a few new habits. Let's zoom back out for a second. The U.S. grid is getting smarter. Utilities are signaling that they want our help balancing peaks, and they're increasingly ready to pay us for it. Hardware is cheaper than it used to be. And the best time to upgrade is rarely someday. It's when your utility changes the rules, when your bills start spiking on a schedule, or when a big home decision is already on the table. If you take nothing else from today, take this. Timing beats tech. Start when the signals line up. Pick one big load to automate, and let the small wins add up. If you want the nuts and bolts, the specific devices utilities love, the thresholds for when smart water heaters or whole home systems pay off, you'll find all the technical detail in the written article. Think of this episode as your friendly nudge to act. So tonight, check your utility portal. Tomorrow, claim a rebate. And by the weekend, set one simple schedule. In a month, you'll know if you've hit your smart transition zone. My bet? You'll feel it in your home and see it on your bill. Thanks for spending this time with me. I'm cheering you on as you make your home a little smarter, a lot savvier, and perfectly timed for what's coming next.